Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Young men. Let me read the verse. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility and so on, but I'll just stick with the first sentence. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. Now remember, the apostle is dealing here with the question of elders and how they govern and rule the church and so on, the ecclesia, not lording over God's people, not stifling the mutual encouragement each should make for the other and so on, but in humility serving the people of God for the glory of Christ. And Peter says, in the same way, similarly, likewise, you young men, be submissive to those who are older. I said in the previous discourse that elders could be old men, but I'm pretty sure it was elders in the proper sense. Now, the sense we understand of governors in the church. Now, the young men, any amount of claptrap has been written and said about this. Young pastors submitting to older pastors, junior ministers submitting to senior ministers, lay people submitting to clerical people. That's all Christendom rubbish and worse. No, this is simply young men. And it's a passage dealing with submission, and Peter picks on young men. Perhaps they're most inclined to be self-assertive, and he's urging even young men to be submissive to the aged. Now, this is a frequent theme in the New Covenant. Let's go back to John 13. Christ says to his disciples, I washed your feet. I'm your master, but I washed your feet. Now, if I've done it, so should you. And you know these things. Happy are you, blessed are you, truly blessed, if you do them. You get the same in Ephesians 5, Colossians 3, Philippians 2. Marriage, employers, family, children, parents. If you look at it, the context, Ephesians 5, for example, is all a question of submission. Philippians 2, Christ submitted himself. We must have the same mind of Christ. It's submission. And here it's young men. As I say, perhaps because they're more naturally to go for self expression and self-estimation and all that self-assurance. Age is important in the New Covenant. It was important in the Old Covenant, but it's still with us in the New Covenant. This mutual respect one for another. Husbands submit to wives as well as wives submit to husbands, and so on. There's submission there. There is an order in the church. There's an order in marriage. There's an order in the family. But nevertheless, it mustn't be lording over one another in the wrong sense. It's a mark of grace. It's the humility. It's a mark of submission to the Lord Jesus. It's as we submit to one another. And it's a particular example with the likewise. As I say, get rid of all that Christendom rubbish about clergy and laity and ranks and titles and names and pride and kudos and status and all that. All that riddles the churches and ruins the churches. There's no such thing. It's just Christendom trash. Well, as I've said, this is a mark of the New Covenant. As Jesus said to his disciples, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Don't be hearers only. Don't be knowers only. Be doers also. May God give us that respect for each other, brothers and sisters, and that submission in the right sense, and all to the glory of Christ.